Hello, I am Jane Pratt, and Robin Quine is with me again to help read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Robin will start us off with Information Desk.
Our first thank you this week is to James McLaren for your generous donation, and we're pleased to know that you are impressed with what we do. Thank you, Daphne Coupland, for the stamp from the USA. I'm sure Vision Norfolk will be pleased with that.
Now we have this week's care tip: buying second-hand disability equipment. If you, a family member or a friend, are considering using a disability aid to help maintain independence, whether it's a walking stick, Zimmer frame, mobility scooter, or a wheelchair, it can be tempting to look for second-hand equipment through online marketplaces, car boot sales, or local advertisements. However, caution is advised when purchasing used mobility and disability equipment. According to the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, accidents involving second-hand equipment can result from hidden wear and tear, and common risks include falls caused by faulty brakes, electric shocks from damaged wiring, and injuries resulting from defective or unguarded moving parts. Even simple aids require careful consideration. For example, a Zimmer frame should be correctly fitted to the individual user. An incorrectly sized frame can cause a person to stoop, place unnecessary strain on the back and shoulders, and prevent their weight from being safely supported. Before purchasing equipment, consider requesting an assessment from an occupational therapist through your GP surgery. An occupational therapist can advise on the most suitable equipment for your needs and ensure it is correctly fitted. In some cases, equipment may be provided free of charge. If it is only needed for a short period, it may be available to borrow from organisations such as Age UK or the British Red Cross. Alternatively, equipment can be purchased from reputable mobility equipment suppliers.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk that are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Learn how accessibility settings can help you use your digital device to write emails, browse the internet, and make phone calls with ease. Sessions take place on the first Thursday of each month from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. As the library refurbishment should be finished by the 29th of July, the next meeting will be there on Thursday the 6th of August.
Short mat bowls. Vision Norfolk are holding twice monthly short mat bowls sessions at the Norwich Hub. With the numbers being limited to 10 players, early booking is recommended. For more information or to book a place, please contact Richard Polly. The sessions are on the first and third Mondays of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. and the next meetings are on Monday the 3rd of August and Monday the 17th of August.
Dance and movement sessions. In association with Compass Dance, Vision Norfolk are holding dance and movement sessions on the first Thursday of the month. The session is open to everyone who wishes to keep fit through dance and or movement whether they are able to stand or wish to remain seated. The sessions are on the first Thursday of the month, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. and the next meeting is on Thursday, the 6th of August.
In case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
And that's all for Information Desk this week.